Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about sun people. Well, let's go. Yes, have you noticed that some people are getting ahead and while you're eating a shit sandwich? Look at this dude. This dude has 400 absences, 6 failed classes, and he's still graduating. Yeah, he's probably valedictorian. And what are you getting? Nothing but minimum wage jobs. And this is bullshit, but that's the world that we live in. Fucked up, right? I know. Yeah, do you know what other things are fucked up? Is when people go spread their fucking bullshit supremacy. Look at this guy. This guy's a black supremacist. He thinks that there are some people and that white people are ice people. Yes, it's the weirdest fucking thing. Well, let this guy say his story. Yeah, it's really fucking good. I hope you have some popcorn. Let's watch.
Once upon a time, there was a group of people called the ice people and the sun people. Let me tell you about the sun people. The sun people lived under the sun.
Okay, according to the Brave browser, the people of the sun, it says, in historical terms, the concept of sun people can refer to various groups depending on the cultural and historical context. One notable example is the Aztecs, which are my peoples, who consider themselves the people of the sun. According to Aztec mythology, their city, Tenochtitlan, was founded in the site where the eagle representing the sun god Quetzalcoatl, I think I pronounced that, landed on a stone cactus in the middle of an island in Lake Texcoco. Yeah, supposedly there was an eagle that landed on a cactus that landed in the middle of a lake and started eating a snake, and that's where they built Mexico City. Yeah, they threw a bunch of rocks inside the lake, and that's how Mexico City was born. So according to this dude, black people came from the sun. So hence why they're dark, because it looks like charcoal. Okay, well, let's go back to the story, I guess.
The sun gave them everything that they wanted. The sun gave them food. The sun gave them fresh drinking water. The sun gave them animals to make clothing.
The sun is just a ball of fire that radiates heat and light. I don't think it does all that other stuff, but okay, man, it's your story. You do you, boo.
They never had to steal. They never had to cheat. They never had to manipulate. Why? Because the sun gave them everything.
Okay, if the sun gives you all this bullshit to this day, then why are your people doing today lying, cheating, and stealing? Huh? Why? If the sun does all that shit since day one, shouldn't it be giving you today? So, okay then. Yeah, you're stupid, in my opinion.
They never had to lock their doors because they never stole from one another. Because they was the sun people.
Yeah, I don't think doors existed in those days. You were probably living like in caves and being chased by saber-toothed cats and all that other bullshit, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, buddy, but whatever.
The sun always provides with abundance. They lived in harmony with nature because they lived in harmony with the sun.
No, jackass, you don't live in harmony with the sun. You conform to the sun. Because technically, the sun is thousands of miles away from the earth. So how the fuck can you do this, that, and the other? No, the sun is there and you fucking conform to it. So don't say all this dumb bullshit that you're living in harmony. You with your Captain Planet bullshit. Fuck you.
Then there was another group of people called the ice people. They lived under the ice. It was cold.
Yes, according to this black dude, white people are ice giants. Yes, is that what you're scared of? You're scared of the big, white, Loki ice giants from Nordic mythology? Oh man, you're fucking dumb. Yes, they're scared of the ice giants. Oh no! You're fucking dumb, dude. Yeah, supposedly the average IQ of a black man is 78. So you do with what you will with that little tidbit.
They didn't have no clean drinking water. They didn't have no fruit, no vegetables.
Yeah, these people didn't have water. I guess ice is not frozen water, right? Oh shit, no vegetables, no fruit, no nothing. Man, you're a fruit, shut up.
Because it was too cold for anything to grow. When they got hungry, they would just eat whatever crawled on the ground. Mice.
Yes, the ice giants, they were eating the saber-toothed mice. Oh yes, yeah, all these little vermin crawling in the ice and snow, huh? Okay. Oh, little snow bunnies, huh? Fucking moron.
Roaches, ants. If they got too hungry, they would kill each other and eat each other.
Oh, sure. White people are cannibals now, right? We're gonna believe that shit, right? Oh, yes. Let's pretend that fucking people are something that they're not, right? Oh, fuck yeah. White people are cannibals. Be careful. Oh, no. Oh. Oh. Didn't you remember when Mike Tyson said he's gonna eat your children? Yummy.
And blood became wine.
Okay, so now white people are Klingons drinking blood wine, right? Oh, fuck yeah. So white people look like fucking Worf. Oh, okay. The only one that did the white thing was Patrick Stewart when he pretended to be Worf's grandpa in one of the Star Trek movies. But that's the closest thing for a white dude to become a Klingon. At least Klingons believe in honor and all that cool shit. Well, now, unlike you people, that you believe I'm fucking bullshit. Yeah, say what you mean and mean what you say. Stop being a fucking homo. But whatever, right? Keep drinking your blood wine, you fucking retarded mook. Oh, white people, yeah, this is what they are. Nope.
These was the ice people. They was manipulative. They was deceitful. They used trickery. You know what?
Gee, it sounds like you're describing another group of people. Yeah, they have funny hats, they have big noses, and they have all these weird sideburns and shit. Huh. Yeah. Well, they do have a white skin on their pigmentation or something, but I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid, right?
Why? Because they never had enough. So in order to keep what they had a lot of other people to protect what was theirs. And then one day, these ice people. Who hated nature. Why do the ice people hate nature? Because nature never blessed them.
Yes, the ice people hate nature because nature gave them nothing, right? Okay. I guess perfection sucks.
So they don't believe in just letting things happen the way nature wants it to because nature was never kind to us. And one day the ice people came to the land of the sun people. And they walked in. They said, look at this shit. They got fruit falling from trees.
Yeah, according to the Brave browser, the ice people is, let's see, says in historical terms, the term ice people can refer to early humans who lived during the Ice Age, okay? This period is known to archaeologists as the Paleolithic or Old Stone Age. Spans from the first appearance of humans in Britain, well, almost 1 million years ago until the end of the Last Ice Age, which is around 11,700 years ago. So yeah, this guy's talking shit up early man. So that's who white people descended from? Ah, okay.
Water, animals, gold, diamonds, platinum!
Yeah, all that shit that you're describing are just shiny pieces of rock and stuff. You think these people knew what it was? No, they're fucking early man, you fool. You're dumb. Yeah, for example, lithium. Remember lithium some years ago? It was nothing but shit. And now everybody's going crazy over lithium. Or you think, Afghanistan? Was nothing but a fucking shithole. Because they have lithium. Now that thing's coming out of their shitholeness. Yes. And they're going to take over the world because they're not doing that feminist bullshit like everyone else. But whatever, right?
And we was up in the mountains starving cold. And when the sun people saw the ice people, they said, look at these dirty people. We got to help them. So they said, come on over here, baby. You got to know how to cut your hair. Shave your back. We're going to shave your back.
Yeah, this bullshit ideology came from this fucking jackass. His name is Leonard Jeffries. Says, Leonard Jeffries, born in January 19 of 1937, is an American political scientist and former academic. Yeah, this guy's insane. He was the department chair of Black Studies, stupid, at the City College of New York, part of the City University of New York. Cunny! Oh, yes, who doesn't like Cunny, right? He was born and raised in New York, New Jersey. He is the uncle of U.S. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Ohio State University historian Hassan Kawim Jeffries. Yes, this guy is just spreading out fucking slanderous bullshit lies. Yes. Yeah, this dude's known for some bullshit, it says. Known for his pan-African, Afrocentrist views that the role of African people in history and the accomplishments of African Americans are far more important than commonly held. Bullshit. Jeffries has urged that public school syllabi be made less Eurocentric. Yeah, because this guy wants to seem that black people are awesome. No, they're not. He is a founding director and former vice president and president of the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations. What civilization? Those motherfuckers didn't even invent chairs. Everyone in the world had chairs, but Africa! Why? Because their IQ is 78. Just saying. Jeffries claims that the Jewish businessmen financed the Atlantic slave trade and used the movie industry to hurt black people. They hurt themselves. And that whites are ice people, okay? While blacks are sun people. Yes, that's why they look like charcoal. Received national publicity in the early 1990s. Yeah, this guy just spreads bullshit. Jeffries was discharged from his position as chair of CUNY's Black Studies Department, leading to a long legal battle that ended with the courts affirming the college's right to remove him from the position due to his incendiary remarks. Yes, you fuck around and you find out. So, fuck you.
They said, come here over here, ice woman. You don't eat the food, so when you kill it, you got to cook that. Start the fire, put some paprika, some seasoning.
A dumbass, I didn't think they have seasoning or paprika in those days, you fucking idiot. Just saying. Fucking A.
Seasoning from junk salt. You don't eat it like that. They had to told him, this is soap. You use this to wash your body, soap.
Yes, white people so stupid. Let a black man teach you how to use soap. It didn't exist in those times. Insult people correctly, dumbass.
But every time the sun people helped the ice people became more and more hatred towards the sun people. How dare these people treat us with such contempt? How dare...
That's amazing. This fucking idiot's getting riled up on some bullshit that's made up. What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? You're fucking stupid. But yeah, people listen to these people. Why? Don't fall for the gaslight. Yes, don't do that. Please don't. Just saying.
Look down upon us like this. And so one day the ice people decided that they was going to steal everything the sun people had. And they started stealing and taking and manipulating. But the sun people didn't understand it because they were so nice. They didn't understand it.
Okay, black people are nice. No, the only time I notice that a black person is nice to you is when they want something out of you, so fuck you. Don't lie to me.
But some people said God created man for woman. Ice people said no, God created man for man. And woman for...
Okay, so according to this dude, white people are gay. Really? Then explain this dude. Enjoy.
Play with my nipples the right fucking way.
Some people said we get a summer, we get a winter, we get a fall, we get a spring. Iceman said, no, we're going to make the summer turn into spring and we're going to make the fall into winter. Ice people don't believe in living with nature because they...
Holy shit, according to this dude, white people has the power of controlling the seasons. That is cool, you can manipulate the weather. So white people is the United States, I guess. Oh, the harp system, right? Okay.
Hate nature because nature never blessed them. Some people see animals walking around. We don't mess with the animals. We just let the animals walk. You see a lion. How you doing, lion? I'm going to go this way.
Are you sure about that? If I see a lion, like, walking down the street right there, I'll be going, aw, shit, I'm lion food. I'm done. That's just me, but guess not to you. Okay.
We see a snake. How you doing, snake? I'm going to go that way. Not the ice people. Ice people see the lion, and they want to dominate the lion. They say, I'm going to open up his mouth and go inside and see what's in there. Ice people see the snake, they don't know how to leave the snake the hell alone. I want to see if he bites or not. They start kissing the snake in the mouth.
And where did you get this information from? Is it from your ass? Huh? Okay. Dumb fag.
To the snake bite, they hold their face on. Because ice people don't know how to live in harmony with nature. There's nothing wrong with you black folks. It's just that you sun people. You don't make bombs to kill people. You don't come up with diseases to get rid of population. That's not sun people nature. That's ice people. You have a sun temperament. They have an ice temperament. You better be careful about trying to live with your temperament amongst the people who don't have it. And one day, if you're not careful, the The ice people gonna take everything the sun people got and send your ass to go live under the ice.
To me, it seems that black people hate white people. Food for thought. Well, goodbye.